Chair, this is when we come to you and ask you to prayerfully make a generous donation in order for us to continue to cover the cost of operation here at WCNO. And so we're just going to get started by looking into the Word of God this morning. And then our phones will be open, and we are looking forward to hearing from you today. All right, we're going to go to the songbook, to Psalm 116 this morning. Psalm 116. And going to want to just start with verse 1. I love the Lord because he hears and answers my prayers. Because he bends down and listens, I will pray as long as I have breath. Death had its hands around my throat. The terrors of the grave overtook me. I saw only trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, save me. How kind the Lord is, how good he is, so merciful. This God of ours, the Lord protects those of childlike faith. I was facing death, and then he saved me. Now I can rest again, for the Lord has been so good to me. He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. And so I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth. I believed in you, so I prayed. I'm deeply troubled. Lord, in my anxiety, I cried out to you. These people are all liars. What can I offer the Lord? What can I offer the Lord for all he has done for me? I will lift up a cup symbolizing his salvation. I will praise the Lord's name for saving me. I will keep my promises to the Lord in the presence of all his people. I want to just pause and jump back up there and read that again. What can I offer the Lord for all he has done for me? My friend, as you listen in this morning, I would just ask you to take a 30-second inventory yourself. What can you do for all the Lord has done for you? As I was awakening this morning, there was a song that had already jumped into my mind during the resurrection season, and I had thought of this song a couple times, but this morning as I was getting up, this song just kept running back and forth through my mind. It says in the chorus, I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? I bring rich gifts to thee. What hast thou brought for me? This is a hymn, of course. It's entitled, I Gave My Life for Thee, by Frances Havergal. In reading the story, she was visiting Germany, and she was at the Dusseldorf, Germany Museum. And while there, looking at a painting, this painting was a painting that showed Christ wearing his crown of thorns as he was standing before Pilate and the mob. And as she stood and looked at that painting, these words were under it that said, this have I done for thee, what hast thou done for me? When Frances Havergal viewed the painting, she jotted these lines down on a scrap of paper, and then later, going to her room, she would go ahead and write out the poetry that makes up this song. Upon returning back to her home after the trip to Germany, she felt like the poetry was so poor that she just tossed it into the fire. Unbeknown to her, it actually floated back out of the fire, slightly scorched, and landed on the floor. Her father, Reverend William Havergal, saw the poem, went and retrieved it, reviewed it with his daughter, and encouraged her to preserve that. He put some music to it, not the music we use today, but today we have that hymn. It's been well loved and enjoyed by many throughout the year, but particularly during the resurrection season. The lines of this hymn, I gave my life for thee, the first verse, my precious blood I shed, that thou mightest ransom be and quickened from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? Verse 2, I suffered much for thee, more than thy tongue can tell, of bitterest agony to rescue thee from hell. I've borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? And I brought to thee, verse 3, and I brought to thee down from my home above, salvation full and free, my pardon and my love I bring. I bring rich gifts to thee. What hast thou brought to me? Of course, in the psalm we looked at this morning, Psalm 116, especially verses 12 through 14, raises that question. What can I bring to thee? Well, certainly there's no greater desire on God's heart than that we present ourselves to him. And we accept the gift of salvation. That is most certainly the highest call. And I trust that you today are born again by the saving grace that God has given us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, through the completed work, through the resurrection, and through the promise that God is going to come again. He's going to receive us unto himself, that where he is, there we may be also. So glad you're listening this morning. And as we come to you this morning as a part of the ministry right here in the state of Florida, we are a ministry. We do not get to come to your home and pass an offering basket like the church is able to do within their doors week to week or online. But we do come to you two times a year, and we ask you to prayerfully consider making a generous donation so that this ministry can continue. This is how we cover the cost of operation. And our operation for 6 months, the listener share, is $225,000. Well, we're off to a great start. We had a great beginning. And we're going to talk a little more about that after we have a moment of prayer. And I just ask that you would join us as... Now, I'm not going to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes. I'm going to ask you to watch and pray if you're driving out there. But join me as we lift up our hearts to the Lord. Father, during this resurrection season, we're mindful that we all were debtors. We had a great debt. There's no way we could ever pay the debt of sin, and yet you loved us so much that you gave your one and only Son that we might have everlasting life, those who believe and receive. So, Father, you've touched our heart. You've called us in. We've been chosen in God. We've been elected in you. You set us apart from death and destruction that we might be a part of your family forever. May your blessing be upon each one of our listeners today, each of our family, each of those who will be tuning in throughout this day. I pray for safety and travel. I pray for favor and guidance. I pray for health and deliverance. I pray for salvation for sons and daughters. And Father, for those who are prodigals, those who have wandered away from home, grandchildren who are not serving God today, we pray for them. We pray for our families to be saved. We pray for the strong man of demonic power to be bound and defeated over the lives of our families, that our families would be restored and come to Christ. We pray for the United States of America, for a great awakening. We pray for our president, President Trump. We pray for those who are around him who are righteous. We pray for righteous counsel, godly counsel, wisdom to be given to those who rule over us, as we're to pray for those who are over us. We're to lift them up. We're to bless them. And we're to work for the peace of our city and our nation. So, Father, we pray for that today. We pray for all who are in political offices. We pray that righteous leadership would be there. We honor you, Lord. We bow our knee to you. We bow our head to you. We welcome you into our nation and into every aspect of political life and spiritual life. We pray for pastors, evangelists, Father, the prophets, the teachers. Father, we lift up all of those in the body of Christ who are leading, who are ministering, who are serving. Father, those who serve in music ministry, those who serve in youth ministry, children's ministry, so many different areas, women's ministries, men's ministries, and those who are ministering to those who are bound by addiction. There are so many that are bound by alcohol and various drugs. We pray for awakening, revival in America, that we would come back to God as a nation. Thank you, Father, for giving us this day. Thank you, Father, for WCNO. Thank you, Lord, for our listeners. Thank you, Father, that this is going to be a great day of your blessing and your provision. We lift up Ben as he travels. Give him safety on the road and safety to all of our people as they travel today. And, Father, we just claim this $225,000 budget fully met. Fully met in Jesus' name. And Father, for blessing your people to be generous, for their hearts to be moved, for them to have the time to make the calls today. And we rejoice in you, our God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we know what the Lord did for us. And so now it's an opportunity for us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Will you join us today? If this ministry has been a blessing to you, and we have sown some good seed into your life, maybe a song here and there, maybe some great teaching and ministry, then why not make the call today? Karen is energetically wide awake and safely arrived in the studio along with David. David made it. I think that's what you said, David. You made it?
That's so far my accomplishment.
You made it.
I made it.
Karen made it. Sherry made it. And here we are. And we're here to do the work of the King. And the work of the King today is to raise the operational budget. Will you join us?
Yes, we're here to give out phone numbers, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, for you to make a pledge or a donation. And Sherry is standing by with those smiling phones.
Smiling
to take
phones.
Your call.
Amen. The smiling phone, she is standing by for sure. Well, we want to start by saying a huge thank you to Elsie. And we had Jim Higgins with us, along with Jim the Third and Jim the Fourth with us on Friday. It was quite a blessing, as well as Crystal. It was tremendous to have representation from the Higgins family. And we want to thank them, as well as all of our families. They are corporate sponsors, but they're also, without question, legacy givers to this ministry. And though Jim Sr. is with the Lord, Elsie continues to give in a generous way. And she made a donation. Her donation of $10,000 was partially met on Friday. And so the rest of that $7,138 actually went in. It was not matched. But we are right now, we're starting the morning at $145,000. $145,000 opening the morning. And we're going to open the morning with Jim Higgins Jr.'s donation. And that donation is $10,000. And that is $10,000 we're looking to match up this morning. Will you come alongside of Jim Higgins and give generously? Maybe you can give $50 a month, $10 a month, $5 a month. Maybe you can give $1,000 a month. I don't know what is God putting on your heart this morning, but I encourage you to make a phone call, let us know, and let's match every dollar that Jim Higgins Jr. is bringing in so that we can get this matched up this morning. We'd like to see this match by lunchtime. We are into a new week. We would like to see today be a $30,000 to $40,000 day of income. And so we're looking for your partnership. We don't have to run all week long with prayer and share. We could actually finish this off today if you make your calls and we're able to get the donations in. So we're well on our way to $225,000. We're at $145,000 right now. Only $80,000 left to go. So give us a shout. Let us know what the Lord's putting on your heart. Let's get this done today. 772-221-1100. And of course, Karen, people can make a donation or a pledge. Explain that.
Yes, a donation. If you have your card available, we'll take the donation. And